Previously on Super Dungeon Boys.
They took my mama. They took my mama. Can you guys get my mama back?
Don't worry. We'll take care of it.
Give this to her when you find her. She'll know you came for it.
It's a little red stone.
Don't worry, young one. We'll get it to your mother safely.
You guys shove off into the swamp. Off into the distance, you see torchlight.
Cromgrim, take us towards it. I'll lead you.
You guys see and hear these two little goblins.
Where's the woman? I'm Batman. I can't imagine you've kidnapped that many women in the last 5 minutes that you can't remember this one.
We're just out here catching crawfish.
You're useless.
You guys look up and you see giant spider.
I tried to tell you we should have listened to those goblins.
The spider rolled a nat one, and the spider goes off the side of the boat into the water upside down. So you guys walk up to the old Snapper's Jaw Tavern, and you see Malvin. You got to be kidding me.
So you have no idea, no sort of direction that we could go to possibly find the shack, though.
It's a map of where they lay all their crawfish traps. I mean, it won't do you much good. So yeah, you guys peel out in the boat, and I'm assuming you're heading north in the swamp. And you guys look to the left, and you see that the sun's starting to come up way off into the horizon, because you can kind of see through the trees every once in a while in the boat, like the horizon, and it's just like the ocean off to your left. And you see that the sun's starting to come up, but it's through storm clouds. Like, the storm is still going strong, thunder and lightning. At this point, like, the rain and everything is just like so constant that it's like not even, it's just an afterthought. Like, it's just storming and storming, and like, when the heck is it going to stop, type of a thing.
Another beautiful day in paradise.
Yeah, Raiden's favorite. Dark, but yeah, as it's getting sunnier, you guys are going through. Who is following the map? I'm assuming that Cromgrim is steering the boat and, you know, getting you guys through, but is somebody following the map and pointing him through it?
I mean, it would be Raiden, right? Because he gave it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd be watching it.
So, Raiden, give us, I think it would be a survival check, just to make sure you guys are going the right way.
Make sure I know my norths and souths, my east and west. Let's say 17 plus 2, got a 19.
Here we go.
Nice. So Raiden, you're kind of like, I imagine you're sitting in the middle of the boat, and Brudon's kind of in the front, and Cromgrim's in the back just rowing like crazy, and you're just kind of like giving him hints, like, oh, this way around this tree, go around that one, head, type of a thing. And Brudon, give me an investigation check.
I got a 13 with my investigation of 0, so 13.
Okay, yeah. So 13, you're at the front of the boat just kind of looking out for everything, kind of brooding a little bit, but obviously scanning across the water, making sure you guys don't run into anything. And you notice that you guys are heading for, like, kind of like alligator infested waters. Like, you guys are in the swamps. It's something you're aware of just because of your surroundings and stuff, but you start to see, like, in the distance, as you're approaching it, you start to see like what you think were like kind of logs floating across the water. Then as you get closer, you're like, oh snap, you see three like alligators kind of crossing the water in front of you guys.
Are they coming towards us, or are they just happen? They just happen to be in the area. We're just learning they're there.
Yep, they're just swimming. They're going laterally, like in front of you guys, and you guys are heading straight for them, kind of to make a T.
Got it. Okay. I will probably, let's see. Cromgrim, slow down. It's now.
Of course. Why? What is it? What do you see?
Those are no mere logs in the water. Take a look.
Oh, are they giant turds? Gremlin? What kind of a foul beast?
They may as well be to you. Avoid them anyway.
Okay. So I'm going to have Cromgrim make a stealth check since you're steering the boat. And if you guys, if you want to give him the help action, I'll let one of you guys do that.
18 plus 2, 20.
He doesn't need our help. He doesn't need our help.
Doesn't need the help. But that was just going to be so you can like kind of like whisper like, ah, go left, go right. So you're steering him through these alligator-infested waters, and you guys are kind of just like going around them, trying to be like silent and whatnot. And Raiden, why don't you roll a stealth check?
Maybe.
Here comes a crisp two.
I'm not going to lie, it actually was on a 1, and then it rolled one more time over, and I got a 17 plus 2, so I got a 19. But it literally was like 1, 7, 17. I'm like, oh, phew. So 19.
That's good.
19.
Yeah, Raiden's like trying to restring a guitar while you guys are going through the alligator waters, and it like almost snaps one. But yeah, you guys maneuver around these alligators as the sun's coming up. You can kind of see them a little better since it's not dark anymore. You guys definitely waited a good amount of time to get back into the water. And you get on the other side of these alligators, and you see ahead of you, as you're following the map, you see the swamp begins to clear a little bit. There's a little bit of like grass coming up, almost like a hill.
Where is this in comparison to the map? Like, are we getting close to that area with the no-trap zone?
Yeah, so I feel like you probably would have been, you know, counting, like, traps as you pass them on the map, yeah, type of a thing. Or, like, trees that should have traps by them. And at this point, it's been a few minutes since you've been past the traps. You're now in, like, kind of uncharted swamp area. But you realize the reason that there aren't very many crawfish traps on this part of the map is because it's not water.
All right, do you guys think this could be possibly where this shack is, or I don't know. Like, is it worth exploring this grassy area? He said that shack was in the swamp, but does that actually mean it's in the swamp, or does it mean it's on the just in this area?
It wouldn't hurt to chase down any information that we have.
And maybe while we're there, we can use their toilet. Cromram should not have eaten all of those peanuts from the place because they're a little bit of a stomach issue.
So yeah, I mean, I guess we're just going to get onto this grassy hill and maybe it'd be worth just going to the top just to see if we can get like a higher up look.
Sure.
You said it kind of goes up into a hill.
Sure. You guys kind of march to the top of this little like grassy knoll in the middle of the swamp. You can get to the top and you can see for a ways that it's like less and less like patchy bog, like swampland, and more like Louisiana looking like landscape. Like there's like the grass kind of goes and there's a little bit of like rolling hills and mangrove trees and stuff. But at the bottom of this hill, there is what seems to be kind of like a cabin built out of a huge knocked over tree. And there's like a little like rickety fence that kind of does like a half moon around it. That's like just not very well made. And you see kind of a sign that's like maybe 50 feet, in front of that fence. You can't read it. You're too far away.
Well, that sure looks like a shack to me, or at least something of the sort. What do you say? You guys want to go check it out, see what's going on?
Absolutely.
All Cromgrim cares about is if there's a place to defecate and or urinate.
You could have done that outside.
Oh, Cromgrim just thought that was kind of nasty.
That, you think that's nasty? Like that's where Cromgrim you draw that's where you draw your line. Is going to the bathroom outside.
Has plenty of, you know, like good qualities about him that he would not just defecate outside with animals.
Ryden won't judge. It was more confusion than judgment there. That's all. There's just been some other flags that have come up about your character. That's not where I thought you'd draw a line. But let's go investigate down here. There's a sign down here. Let's go see if we can see what it says.
Yeah, so you guys are, you know, joking about defecating and whatnot on the way down this hill. And as you get closer to the sign, It stands about 3 feet off the ground, and it's just like a very hastily put together like wood sign with red paint on it that just says "Get Out."
Inviting, cozy. I like it.
And then yeah, like this 30.
Is, this looks like prime real estate on Fantasy Airbnb.
Like there.
I'm not one for ignoring signs.
Like in front of the sign, there's a gate in the little fence.
Now I know that sign says to get out, but we are out here trying to solve the mystery of this darkness, right? You're the one who came to me with this problem. Darkness in the swamps. You had this vision. I know you don't like to not heed the instructions of signs, but are you willing to go against that this one time and check this out?
You lead.
My pleasure.
Nice.
I'm going to do an investigation check to see, because we're also out here kind of looking for my pals. They're out looking for me. I will roll investigation. I got a 15 plus 5, 20. Any footprints, any signs of like human life around here even? Just not even them, but just like, is there any signs that there's life in the shack or some sort of like...
Sure, so you kind of walk a few steps past this sign and you're kind of looking around and you notice like on the ground in front of you there are some hoof prints like in the mud, and then you're kind of scanning across looking at this big like oversized tree hut, and there's a faint tiny little bit of smoke coming out of one of the knots like in the top of it. And then on the back side of it, you catch a glimpse of what looks like maybe like the back side of a horse, like on the other side of the hut.
It could be that somebody's hotboxing the tree. I mean, I'm just saying, the devil's weed is very popular in these parts.
I don't think that's the case here. Is that just like to the side of the shack? Or in front of the shack? Are we talking in front of the shack?
The hoof prints are in front of the shack, like leading through the gate towards the shack, like where you're standing. The smoke is just coming out the top. Okay. And then you do see like the back of what looks like a horse around the back of the shack. Like it's looks like it's maybe feeding and you just see it.
Oh, okay. So the shack itself is made out of the tree. I thought it was like a separate building from the shack. Okay.
I see.
I turn back to the guys. I'm like, let's proceed slowly here. There's possibly someone else here. Not sure if they're friendly or foe. And
good call.
I'm gonna try to stealth up.
I was getting ready to ask if you were gonna stealth check.
Yeah, so we don't get noticed. Hopefully, we can kind of peek in and see what's going on. I rolled a 4 plus 2, so my stealth check isn't great. I don't know what you guys rolled for stealth check, but
let me find out.
Every time I've done a stealth check, I just bombed it.
10. I did 8 and then plus 2. 10.
There we go. 5. Oh so it's not going to work regardless. Let's just
we
go.
Are. Clang, clang, clang. Boom, boom. Bang, bang. Squish, squish.
So it's not even that. You guys said that Raiden was leading the way. I'm going to assume and take the liberty and say that Brudon was right behind him, followed by a little dwarf friend. Mm-hmm. You guys, the gate open and take a few steps. And this hut is built into a tree that's fallen over, and there's a big mangrove tree growing beside it, and then a few other trees, like some willow trees and mangrove trees around it. And as you guys approach, you're walking underneath one of these branches to a mangrove tree, and you got Raiden step on a twig, and it goes, and you hear like a bunch of rope, and you and Brudon are raised up into a rope net trap.
That's so.
The two of you are stuck. And Cromgram, you see this happen right in front of you, and it misses you by, you know, just a few inches.
Oh my gosh. Jesus, dang it. Cromgram, don't worry. Get us down from here. Help.
I'll get you down. Hold on. I think I hear something. Oh, wait, let me hide.
Wait, what? No, don't hide.
If you're going to hide, roll another stealth check.
Come on. Be good.
One. Critical fail.
16.
Oh, shoot.
18.
Thank goodness.
Okay. So what do you do? What do you try to hide behind? There's like, we'll say there's some rocks and some stumps and whatnot.
There were several trees there. The mangrove trees and the other trees. There's one small one that's just big enough for Cromgrim's small body and long beard to hide behind.
Cool. So you go stand behind this tree.
Stand by. You're not really hiding. You're just standing behind a tree.
Cromgrim is crouched over.
But it works.
Yeah. It's a good thing you're small. And you like, I feel like you're positioned where you can see your buddies. And you guys are in there for a minute. You guys are struggling in the rope trap. And all of a sudden you hear the like makeshift door to this. This like tree house gets kicked open, and out comes this gigantic lumbering creature.
Oh,
he's green and wears brown pants and has he's very large and has a couple really like goofy alien-esque looking ears on the top of his head. And he looks left, and he looks
You're
right.
You're joking right now.
And he looks up.
And then I saw her face.
Smash Mouth starts playing. But he looks up into this trap, and he goes, "Oi, donkey, we got some." And he claps his hands twice, and a donkey comes running around the tree. And it runs up to him.
The donkey's talking like Eddie Murphy. The donkey's talking all excited and stuff.
The donkey,
oh, look at that.
The donkey kind of like nuzzles this big guy and kind of like takes a few steps and gives him a yeehaw.
Yeah, come on, JJ. Donkeys don't talk. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, donkeys
That's a
can't.
Nice dinner. Yeah, That's a nice dinner right there.
Yeah, donkeys can't talk. The donkey comes up and he kind of like pitter-patters his hooves a little bit like he's excited. And this big lumbering guy comes over and he reaches up. You guys are like, you know, 10 feet up in the air or whatever. And he like reaches up, jumps a little bit and pokes you. And he says, "What are you doing in me swamp?"
We're trying to find some lost children. Do you know anything about these children?
He tilts his head, looks at his donkey. He looks back up at you guys. And he says, "Hey, you know what? We've been hearing of this in the swamplands. Some days we can hear wee children laughing in the distance, playing, frolicking. But all I think is..."
While he's talking, can I like be stealthing and trying to like, or sleight of hand or something? I'm reaching for my dagger to try to cut myself loose down.
Yeah, roll sleight of hand.
Okay, you can continue talking, and I'm just gonna.
So he says, "Yeah, donkey and I, we hear wee children playing in the distance once in a while, and don't really think much of it, other than damn, that's loud. Just leave us alone. It's just too loud for the swamp. Just go on and get stupid ass children."
I rolled a 16 plus 4, so I got a 20 on the side. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I mean, what do you do?
I gonna cut my rope, and I'm hoping I can kind of flip around and land in a superhero pose, you know, like three point landing.
Yeah. Okay. From the rope. Roll performance check for that.
Lucky for you, my performance is high because I'm a bard. Oh, except for when you roll a 5 plus 6, I got an 11.
That's pretty good. You kind of you kind of do that, and you do your little like flip thing, but then it's all muddy and rainy, so you're like, it's not as cool as you'd think. You like, squish into the mud. Yeah, it's not like solid. And he kind of takes a step back, and you startle him a little bit, and he literally picks up his donkey out of just a reaction and throws it at you.
Oh my god!
So roll a dexterity check.
Can I dodge? Okay, dexterity dodge. Oh my gosh! A 9 plus 1, I got 10. Not
50-50. You beat it. So, he like hurls the donkey at you and you kind of sidestep it. And then he goes, all right, everybody play calm. He says, now, I don't want to go hurting anybody if y'all just want to leave.
So I'm going to ask you one more time. So you don't know anything about the children other than just hearing them in the distance?
They're loud as hell, and it's just annoying, and I hear them, but once in a blue moon, as it were.
Do you mind if we check inside your house real quick?
What the hell you need from my house?
Make sure you're not hiding any kiddos in there, you know?
I wouldn't want anything to do with children folk. They're too loud and noisy for my swamp. Just me and my ass.
I mean, then it shouldn't be a problem for us to check.
Right.
He looks up at you as you're like kind of like spinning in your little upside down in your trap thing. And he's like, I'll let you down. You can check. It's only because you're big. And he cuts you down and you you thud to the ground. And I feel like Brudon, you stand up and you stand toe to toe with this guy and you're like the same size. And he kind of like looks at you and nods his head, and he says, "You can be my guest, but for 5 minutes. Then you must leave my swamp."
Fair is fair.
All right. I feel like someone should stay outside.
You know who's gonna stay outside? Who else is gonna stay outside?
Or do you want to go inside, Gromgar? I'll let you choose. I'll let you choose.
No. Aren't I still hiding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kromgrim's hiding behind a tree.
So I say that. I'm going to say that and just see, like, assuming, I'm just going to ask that question, and I guess it's up to Kromgrim if he's going to answer or not. But I totally forgot about that, so I'm just talking to no one according to the freaking ogre. All right. Silence. All right. I guess he's not interested. Let's head inside, Brudon.
Let's go.
You lead the way, Ogre.
Hi. Just beware. It's a wee bit of a mess in there.
We're not here to grade you on your living conditions. We're here to make sure you're not skinning and eating children. That's all.
And he just shakes his head, keeps walking, and he does his patent pending, kicks the door open the other way, and Smash Mouth plays a little bit as he walks into his house. And you guys go in there, and...
Hey now, you're an all-star kitchen.
he kicks open the door and, like, holds it open for you guys. And, you walk in, and you see, literally, there's just a big dining room table with some like earwax looking candles on them. There's like a big like alligator skin chair that for some reason is set up like a lazy boy. He can like recline it and sit in there. There's a painting of him with another creature that looks just like him, but she has red hair, and like that's there's not much in here. There's like some barrels full of slugs.
Pile of bones next to the campfire.
Yeah, you guys can do an investigate check if you want.
Okay. I'm going to do an insight check, actually, on him and just see if I notice any kind of, like, weirdness. Like, is he telling the full truth here? So I rolled an 8.
Body language or something?
Yeah, 8 plus 7, so I got a 15 on insight check. Like, okay. Does he seem like he's being 100% truthful with me?
Yeah. Just stern, just dude that... They're just living off the land.
All right. Well, sir, I apologize for busting into your home like this, but I do need to ask you one last question. Those children that you hear, what direction is that coming from?
Follow me. And he heads back outside and walks up towards the top of the hill, and he points off in the direction that you guys were heading according to your map, like even further to the top right corner of the map, like to the northeast, that would be. He says, it comes from there. Usually when the wind's out of that way, I can hear the laughter and joy of these damn children. Had I known they were missing, maybe I'd have done something about it. Maybe not. I mean,
do you want to come along with us? By the way, what's your name, sir?
My name's Kresh.
Kresh, okay.
Krumgrim is kind of worried that DreamWorks might be reaching out to this group of band of misfits, saying that there might be some intellectual property that we're playing with at the moment.
Why? I don't understand. Like,
what are you talking about?
A character name.
Description.
A character named Kresh and just a plain old donkey. I don't get it.
Very familiar. I'm just saying.
I don't see it.
I came up with all this myself.
See, he has handwritten notes.
All right, Kresh. So you're not interested in helping us out here this day?
I would if I could, but I have to tend to me donkey. Me ass.
All right. Well.
Wait, did you say my donkey and my ass?
I don't know if you can hear him. Are you still hiding behind that tree?
Yeah.
Yep, you just gave yourself away.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up, guys? I am. I wasn't hiding. I actually was just peeing behind this bush over here. I really had to go. I'm sorry about that. Don't worry about watering your plants, Krish. I just took care of that for you.
You step out from behind the tree, and initially, Krish looks kind of angry, like you guys kind of like might be trying to trick him. He kind of furrows his brow, but then you see he like sniffs a little bit, and he says, "What do you have on you, little one?" He like kind of approaches you.
Well, have you ever heard of musk? That's pretty much what I've got rocking here. Dwarves, especially mountain dwarves of the barbarian variety, have a kind of a strong musk. Oh, you know what? No. We did earlier stop at a Macy's, and I did try on a very small amount of a mixture of ointment right behind the ears, just a touch. It was called Nightingale. Very, very lovely. That's probably what you're smelling.
He looks down at you, shaking his head, and he says, "Shut up and show me what you have." He says, "I can smell it."
I thought this was going to be a problem. Krumgrim doesn't want to have to share any of his crawfish.
It's not the crawfish. Show me the damn rock.
You're wanting to get these nuts, aren't you? You're wanting to get these nuts. I knew it.
Are you?
Ever since I saw you, I knew you wanted my nuts.
Are you trying to deceive him into thinking you don't have the stone?
Yes.
So roll a deception check.
Oh, yeah. -8.
No, don't be. So it's +1.
Which is great because I got a 20. 20 plus
whoa!
1, 21.
Whoa. You Nat, rolled a 20?
Nat 20? Oh, my gosh.
Clutching.
Oh, man. So Krish, that's his name, looks down at Krumgrim, and he's sniffing around, and he says, I could have sworn I smelled one of them folk. And he just kind of shakes his head and forgets about it.
I'm gonna follow up on that though and say, Kresh, what is your concern with this rocky? I heard you mention a stone Like, why? What do you mean? Why would a stone bother you?
It smells like one of them lady folk that might get a lot of fairy tale, if you will, riffraff coming around wanting to buy up my house, and that smells like a particular something a witch would have. I can smell a witch from a mile away.
Interesting. All right. Well, thanks for that information. Is that a witch folk? Are they common, or is it a more rare occurrence that you see them?
It has been long, long time since we've seen one here. And he kind of looks, and he's like, right ass, and like looks at his donkey and gets a yeehaw. And he kind of thinks, and he's like, maybe 3 years since we've seen but one of these witch.
All right. Do you ever see which direction they come from as well? Or do they just kind of appear?
Yeah, they rap upon my door and ask if they can have the place. And I always say, get out of me swamp. Just get the hell out of me swamp all the time. There's people wanting to live here. I kick him out and they head that away. And he kind of points to where he hears the children. And then he kind of thinks about it. And he's like, you don't think, are they starting some sort of, don't tell me they're starting some sort of witch's school.
Oh, I think it's a lot worse than that. Best case scenario, they are starting a witch's school.
And the worst, everything goes.
All right. Well, again, Krish, thank you so much for your help. Sorry for the intrusion. Can't be too careful around these parts, so sorry we were a little forceful.
Krish, do you happen to know what the name of the headmaster is at this? Is it Dumbledore? I mean, we're already getting into other IP. Why not?
He just shakes his head.
I think he's had enough of you, Cromgun, for one night.
Just get out of me swamp.
All right. Do we want to head off that direction then? Does that sound good to everyone? Let's chase that lead. We have a lot bigger picture now. This is making a lot more sense if witches are involved. They're dangerous. I've dealt with witches in the past, and it was hell. almost took me and my friends out, honestly, but we got through it, and Let's see if we can do this one more time.
Cromgrim used to be married to a witch. This is a long time ago.
And, that explains a lot.
Yeah, she also was a bitch. This is just coincidentally.
All right, my vote is to head towards the voices, as crazy as that sounds.
I second.
And I was the number 3, the next one?
Mm-hmm.
I3.
Yes.
Yeah. I3.
Yeah, so you guys kind of leave Crash in the background, and you see him goes, and he kicks his door back in and goes back into his little hut, and that's the last you see of him as you guys kind of keep walking past it to the northeast there. This is all just kind of like grassy mangrove terrain, but you notice, a couple hundred, 300 feet past this house, the storm that's been constantly just going on, kind of in and out, getting worse and better and worse and better. Just the sky, it should be about 9 or 10 in the morning right now, this next day, but the sky is getting darker and darker as the tail end of this storm is like finally showing up. And so like, you guys hear just some real big, like, loud thunder and lightning. And, like, even you're seeing, like, branches getting struck off of trees, like, 300, 400 feet away. Like, lightning striking them. And it's getting just crazy intense as you guys march on through this swampy wood.
If that's not an omen, I don't know what is.
We still don't have a choice.
No, well, you're right. And you're more right than you know.
I say full speeds ahead, Raiden. Let's go. Oh, also, by the way, I took a small bag of coins from the ogre's place. Don't tell anybody.
How did you do that if you're hiding behind that tree the whole time?
None of your business, Dungeon Master. Some things are just left better to... You just think about it. You just fill in the gaps yourself.
Okay, we'll say that's possible. You write down that you have a bag of 10 gold stolen from a certain crash. Hopefully that doesn't come back to bite you in the butt. Or in the ass, sorry.
I don't have a donkey.
Gosh.
I should have stole the donkey. I should have stole the donkey.
Oh, man. I don't want to know where you're putting this donkey.
Nope.
Sure don't.
Don't need to go there.
Not in the slightest.
All right. Yeah, so we're heading towards these voices, huh?
So, yeah, you guys are marching on through the woods. Thunder and lightning. Rain's picking up, you know, next to a monsoon. And up ahead, you guys, you know, drudge on through this for a few minutes. And then finally there's another little bit of a clearing. Like the mangrove trees stop in front of you guys. And at the end of this clearing, you know, like 200 feet away into this opening of grass, you see like a stone wall that's probably like 4.5 feet tall that spans the entirety of this opening. And it also wraps around this raggedy looking shack that sits on top of this tiny knoll behind this fence, or the stone, you know, fence. And there's a gate, there's a wooden gate in the middle, and one torch that's lit in front of the gate. It's hanging on the right hand side of the gate.
Well, boys, this looks like a shack to me.
Undoubtedly.
Do we hear any voices, any noises, anything? Or is it just silent at this point, other than the storm?
Yeah, you guys can all roll investigation checks if you'd like.
Okay. 12 plus 5, I got 17.
I got a 4.
7 is what I rolled, and then plus 0, so just 7.
Okay. Yeah, so with all those, Raiden, you don't hear anything. But as you guys are kind of standing there, kind of soaking everything in, trying to see what's actually going on, you notice that there's, like, no light given off in this shack. There's no smoke coming out of it or anything like that.
Okay, so it seems empty, other than the torch that's lit.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know. What do you guys think? How are we getting in here? Do we stroll up to the front door? We're looking for a way to sneak in the back?
Stealth is always key, in my opinion.
Or you could always have me run at it with the axe. I mean, just throwing that out there. Just an option.
I don't think that's the best course of action. Maybe somewhere in between. All right,
just gotta follow your lead, then.
Is there any windows, like, in the shack, or is it just...
Yeah, so you guys are looking at it, and it is...
Yeah.
Kind of picture, like, an old, like run-down log cabin. So, like, there's a door in the middle, and then, like, a set of, like, four, like, checkerboard window pane windows that are on either side of the front door. And there's, like, a brick chimney that you can see that's, like, coming out the back... opposite of the front door.
Okay. Is there any way we can stealth up and, or I'll stealth up and peek through a window, see if we can get a better idea of what's going on inside
here? Go ahead. Are you going to go by yourself?
I mean, I'm going to go. Do you guys want anyone to come with me? Are you going to wait? You want me to go peek and
I'll
come
be
back?
Lookout.
Or
Krumgrim can go.
I'm good. Let's do this.
All right. So me and Cromgram are going to stealth up and peek through the window together.
Yeah. So stealth checks.
Nat 20, baby!
Hey.
20 plus 2,
16
22.
16
plus 2, I think.
That nice. Is 18. Some pretty good stealth checks.
Sick.
So you guys kind of do the whole, like...
I put my hand out for, like, a high five from Cromgrim when you get up there. Is
silent high five.
I can't reach it. Can you lower that a little bit more?
Just a little, like, down low high five. A really quiet one.
Not a little bit lower, please.
I put my hand on the ground.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, you guys sneak up to the gate and silently open the gate, and Brudon, you're watching this the whole time, just kind of looking left and right and keeping your eyes on your buddies. And you notice the second those guys walk through the gate, like as they pass through, they're gone. Like you don't see them anymore. And Raiden and Cromgrim, you look back and you can see your buddy. But what you notice is that it's okay. Not storming. Notice that, like, you can tell that it's storming on the other side of this fence, but there's something going on keeping, like, the rain and the lightning away from the shack.
What type of black magic is this? You see that the weather doesn't touch it. It's like a space out of time.
I mean, obviously some sort of witchcraft. Do we see anything? Are we at the window yet? Or are we still?
I want to know.
To walk.
Yeah, you
up
guys
to the
are
door.
Walking up towards it. I want to know what Brudon's going to do.
Oh yeah, I guess what does Brudon do after exactly. We disappear? I guess.
I mean, I have a choice to run after him, but I'm just going to stay put and stay guard.
Okay. Cool. Stay vigilant.
Yeah, no big deal. They're just gone. Right. So.
They'll be back. I believe in
so
them.
You guys walk up the hill, and you want to peek in the windows. So, Cromgrim, yes.
Correct.
You get up to one of the windows, and it's way too high.
I boost him up. I let him stand on my knee.
Okay. Yeah, that goes without saying.
Stand on my knee.
Cromgrim would have to jump onto his knee.
So you do that, and Cromgrim, you look in the window, and it is pitch black in there. So I'm gonna have you.
Raiden, I can't see anything.
I don't believe you have dark vision.
I think you're correct. I don't think dwarves have.
I don't think he does.
Dark vision.
He does.
Oh, yes,
okay.
They do. They do.
Then I lied.
Yes. Mountain dwarves.
So you
do.
Two are like the perfect people to sneak up here and look around. So you actually look in there, Cromgrim, and it just looks like a whole bunch of like wood furniture that looks like it's been there. You know, you can kind of make out that there's like a table and some chairs, maybe like a fireplace, but it's when you see with your dark vision, it's like lots of gray tones and dark.
I can make out wooden furniture. There's a chair, a table, some very old rotten food. There's a photo on the wall, right? It looks like the Mona Lisa, but with bigger boobs.
Fantasy Mona Lisa, you mean?
Oh my god.
there's no one in there? No sign of life at all? Here, do you hear anything?
I see nothing, I hear nothing.
Okay.
It's almost as if no one's here. But why would there be no weather at all?
I mean, obviously, witches. That's what we're dealing with, something weird here. I'm going to stand up and wave back to Brudon to, like, come down to us.
Wait, are you letting me, like, hang off of the window ledge here? Hello?
Yeah, I just, like, let you hang there. It's like 2 foot, dude. Just, like, drop down. You're fine.
I can, like, still break a hip.
But yeah, I'm gonna stand up,
yeah,
and give a wave
that,
to Brudon.
Brudon doesn't see. Like you notice that, like, there's no, like, his eyes don't catch you. You can kinda make out him, like, looking, kinda scanning, staying vigilant, but you, like, kinda give him the whole wave of both arms and everything, trying everything to get his attention, and it
Yeah. Do like a whistle, like, you know, see if he can get his attention. Like, it's a quick little whistle. Like, I'm an elf, so it sounds like, you know, more bird-like, obviously. I want to be, like, stealthy, like, not like, hey, there's someone whistling out here. But, yeah, like, a sharp whistle, see if I can get his attention. Does he hear me?
Yeah, do a perception check, Brunon.
It's a 2. Don't even worry about it.
No. Yeah, so you're just looking, making sure nothing bad happens.
I'm going to turn back to Kromgrim and just, hey, we got to go get Brunon. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not coming down. He's not listening. So let's go back to him, what we've seen. All right. Okay.
Yeah, let's just go. I mean,
I was like, I wasn't sure. Like, I don't know. Do you want to go into the cabin first and explore in there, or do we want to wait? Go get him first.
No, let's go get him. He's big. He can, like, break the door down easily.
That's true. We're going to head back up the hill. At this point, I'm kind of disregarding stealth. Like, there's no one in the cabin. We don't see anyone around. So I'm just going to walk normally up the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go down to the gate and push the gate open and you step out. He can see you again.
Gentlemen, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened? We were down there, like, whistling and waving and trying to get you to get down there. Like, what's the deal, dude? Like, let's, come on, there's nothing down there.
If you say so, you just disappeared. I don't understand.
What do you mean we disappeared? We walked to the house. Were you not watching? Did you fall asleep? Did you doze off? Like, what's going on?
We can see you from our vantage point.
Yeah, we didn't go that far. We were, like, just, like, a couple hundred, like, 100 feet, maybe.
Okay. Have it your way.
You really didn't see us.
Not a lick.
I don't know about this. I was like, well,
you might have to also go to Lynn's Crafters.
Glass Forgers? Yes, I will.
Glass Forgers. Kromgren here. Share what you saw with Brudon.
Have you ever seen the Mona Lisa? So, there was a photo in there that looked
all right.
Like Mona Lisa.
Beyond, that's not irrelevant. Like,
so there was several pieces of furniture that were just old and dusty. There was a table, a chair, a bed, quite a large bed, like a bed for at least 3 women and 1 small dwarf.
Go on.
Go on. Wait a second.
That's pretty much all that was in there that I could see from the window vantage point. And at one point, Raiden moved and I almost fell off the ledge.
Yeah. I mean, we were trying to get Burdon's attention. He was ignoring us. But yeah, so there's nothing in there. It seems like it's empty. So let's go take a peek inside. We want to come get you first.
Fine. I'm right behind you.
Nice.
All right. I'm gonna say no. You go ahead of me, or follow Kromgrim. I want to hang back for a second.
Fine, I'll lead the way.
And I'm just checking to see, like, I'm curious that he didn't see us. Like, how did he not see us? So I just want to see, like, I'm checking to see, like, my thought process. Like, is he really, like, that much of an idiot? Like, I don't know this guy at all. Like, is he just, like, a big dummy, or, like, was he just sleeping on the job? So I'm gonna stand there just so I could, like, rub it in his face later when I'm like, dude, like, we were right there. Like, what, are you kidding me? So I'm not gonna stand there and wait, but I'll be walking behind them, following along with them.
Yeah, so you see Brudon walks right through the gate and he's gone. Like, you don't see him anymore after he passes the threshold. Kromgrim right behind him, gone.
I'm gonna keep following. I'm stepping through as well, but
yeah, you step through and then
do I see them now?
Yeah, you're right in step with them, just like you were a second ago.
Brudon, I think there's more going on here than you just being an idiot.
I never was an idiot.
I think there's something a little more arcane happening here. Just following behind you now.
Raiden, I wouldn't stand right there, Raiden.
I just farted. It's pretty bad.
Gosh, oh.
You're gonna. Yeah, I'm Jeez, really sorry.
What the hell did you eat?
I thought I told you to go outside and do that.
I just, ever since I ate all this darn crawfish and the peanuts, I guzzled a lot of nuts tonight, and it's just, it is not sitting well.
What I was trying to say, when I was rudely interrupted there, this information is for everyone, not just Bruda. You guys disappeared right in front of my eyes. I was literally, what, 4 foot behind you, 5 foot behind you, sure. Right in pace with you. You guys disappeared right in front of my eyes. So, with that to say, keep your eyes up. Stay, be ready. Have your weapons ready, because something dark's happening here.
A nice "I'm sorry" would go well with that, too.
I don't think that's necessary at all.
That's okay. You'll owe me one.
All right. We ready to kick this door in? Save the children?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Let's do it. I'm hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Let's move in.
Let's open this thing up.
So you guys walk up the hill, and Brudon is leading the pack. And as you are approaching Brudon, you don't even have to. You know, I'll have you roll an investigation check with advantage because you're leading the pack and you're walking up to this door. Yeah. So you roll an investigation check with advantage as you're approaching.
Good boy.
It is a 4.
Okay. Wait, with advantage.
Yeah. Did you roll a second time?
Oh, let me do it again.
Yeah, what's your...
Hold on.
You take the best one.
12 plus... No, I don't have anything. It's plus 0.
Yeah. 12, oh, jeez.
12 does it. 10 would have done it. So you're walking up the hill, and your intent is to, like... You know, you're heading up to go kick in the door, and as you go up, you're kind of scanning this house, and everything looks old and rickety, but you notice, because you're so focused on the door, you notice that the handle on the door is, like, stupid ornate, like it's gold, and it has, like, a little, like, there's a knocker on the door handle itself.
So I can choose my own way in?
Yeah, you can try to.
Kick the door in or open it like a normal person.
If we know the kids are there, we're busting in. Let's do it. I'm kicking the door. Do I need to roll for that?
You do. Roll. Just roll like an attack roll.
Oh, let me see. Because then I can just blow it down. No, we'll just punch it down. We'll do a unarmed.
Well, it's just like a strength check, right? Or are you doing an actual attack roll?
Well, yeah, he's
right. Well, he said doing an attack roll.
Okay.
7.
Okay. So what's that? You just kind of rear up and just full on fist the door.
All the way.
Awesome. So you go.
I'm full sending it.
You go to punch this door, and as your fist meets the door, this purple aura, like, encompasses your fist and pushes you back 5 feet. And you hear, "Oh, what the hell are you doing?
Did you see that?"
"Excuse me? Wait, did you just say that?"
"No.
I said, what the hell are you guys doing?"
"Show yourself. Who are you?"
"I'm right here, dumbass."
You're going to have to be a little more precise in your directioning, because...
It's an invisible man.
Just turn around. Turn around and go back to where you're from. You don't even want to be here."
"We don't, but we need to be. We hear that there are kids here."
"I said show yourself."
"Yeah, there. I'm right here. Look down here." And you look down, and the doorknob is talking to you guys. The keyhole opens up kind of Alice in Wonderland-esque. And it's, like, flapping like a mouth. And the knob, like, the handle kind of looks like a nose. And, like, the... where the bolts go in for, like, the knock. Like, the knocker looks like some eyes. He's like, "I can't really let you guys in here. You're going to want to go home."
"I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
Especially now since you want us to leave so badly."
"You did this to yourself. Look,
I'm not supposed to let anybody in here.
Is there a special knock? Or is there a key that may be able to open you? Or should I just break you down or bite you off the door?
And he like kind of yaps at you. Like, I feel like you get close and he just tells you to get away. And he says, look, you hold me within for many a day. In victory, I always with you will stay. But when you cry of despair or defeat, I leave you in passage elsewhere and treat.
What?
I said what I said, and I'm supposed to say it.
Okay.
Okay, so he said something about feet. So I think that this doorknob creature has a foot fetish. And I'm pretty sure that Krongrim's feet will suffice.
Go
if
ahead.
I let it gander at them.
Stick your foot in there, see what happens.
Oh my
god.
Go on.
Go ahead, Krongrim. Stick your foot in there, see what happens.
No, you both seem very quick to say Krongrim. Put your foot in there, Krongrim.
Krongrim was very quick to put his foot in there.
Krongrim has put his foot in a few places. And Krongrim feels like putting his foot...
So this should be no different.
Putting his foot up both of your butts right now if you keep pushing on Krongrim.
All right. What is this riddle one more time? Is there a way maybe the DM could send it to us so we can see this riddle?
I don't know what a DM is, but I'll say it one more time. You hold me within for many days. In victory, I always with you will stay. But when you cry of despair or defeat, I leave you in passage. Elsewhere I entreat.
Blood? Is it blood? Is that it? I don't know.
And you see... You see, like the bolt.
Did I guess it in one? Really, are you wild. Impressed?
Was that really it?
And you see, he opens the keyhole, gets really big enough to put a foot in.
Krongrim sees where this is going. Krongrim's gonna go ahead and just put his foot in. Why not? Krongrim has two of them.
Now you want to put your foot in.
So. Hypothetically speaking, if you were kind of like, if Krongrim was like a little like vertically challenged, I don't know that he'd be able to put his foot in there on his own.
I'm not going
to
pick
you're
going
to have to. You're Go gonna on, have to Bard. Pick me up.
he's your friend.
This is not the you only pick him time up. I don't wanna... that an elf has had to help put me into a hole, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
I think the door just needs blood. I don't think he needs feet.
Then why is the lock in the shape of a foot?
It's just open up to the size of a foot. It's not the shape of a foot. I think feet are just on her mind. I don't think it's actually attached to has anything to do with feet.
I'm pretty sure that this door has a crazy foot fetish, but I'll tell you what. What if I take your dagger, Raiden, and merely slice my hand a little bit? And put some of my incredible dwarf blood on the door frame.
Well, probably in the hole is where he wants it. He wants it in the hole. That's why the hole opened up, right?
Okay.
You see, like, you set like a little tiny, like, tongue thing starts patting like a dog.
Oh my gosh. I don't like this. This is creepy.
Do what we must.
And surprisingly,
I'm gonna grab.
Krongrim kind of likes it for some reason.
I'm gonna grab Krongrim's hand. Prick his finger.
Ow!
Just a little prick. Like what you need to do, like the sugar test or diabetes, you know.
Check it often.
I'm like, go ahead. Try, give him a taste.
So you. Krongrim puts his hand up to this keyhole, and it. As soon as his finger breaks the plane of its mouth, it gnashes these really sharp teeth.
Oh no!
And bites the tip of the tongue. And you take 10 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
And the door creaks open and you guys can go in. And he said the doorknob says, thanks, but you guys are screwed.
Well,
so it opens inward.
Are we doing this, boys? Are you too chicken?
I have no choice. Grumgrim's finger.
It's just the tip. It's just the tip.
But Grumgrim had no choice in the matter.
Grumgrim,
I trusted you.
Volunteered.
You could have lost your foot.
Be glad it was just your finger.
I'm going to. Hang on. One second. Yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to do a first level spell. I have cure wounds, so I go ahead and put my hand on Krongrim's shoulder. I'm going to whisper, sounds like nonsense to you guys under my breath, casting the spell.
Hey, Raiden. Krongrim doesn't roll like that.
And you suddenly feel some warmth go through your body and your finger. The stinging goes away. It's not back. Like, it's not like just your fingers is back, but it's, you can tell it's like keeled over and the pain is gone and you've gotten 5 points of health back.
All right. Thank you so much. I feel like it doesn't hurt as bad now.
Is it good enough to carry on inside now?
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Now, let's go. Let's see what happens.
Nice. So who's going in first?
Oh, no.
Good question.
I will go in first. I'm going to go ahead and I'll step in. Krumgrum gave up the tip of his finger. I'll take a step in.
Cool. That's all it took.
So Raiden steps in. And Brudon, are you behind him? And Krumgrim taking up the rear?
Yeah.
So you guys all walk in. And after Krumgrim comes in, the door, he says, thanks, but don't say I didn't warn you guys. And he slams shut. And as it shuts, there's sconces on the walls that light up with flame. And this does not look like the inside of like a tiny little shack, but it looks like you guys are in a straight up castle.
What?
And that's where we can stop.
A castle in the woods?